Hello, everyone, and welcome to SeaView Quantum Network. I'm your presenter, Daniel, and I'm here with producer Claudia Pareco. Our opening song features Sunset Serenade by Cycloned. Albums and singles are available in all music stores and platforms. A moment of your time is one of the most extraordinary gifts we could ever be given. Each week, we create a place for you to rest your heart by providing the platform for peaceful connection to the most gifted light workers, intuitives, alternative healers, who will surprise you with something different, something outside of what's expected, innovative and unique. Our shows are held on Fridays at 12 p.m. Eastern U.S. time and 9 a.m. Pacific time. At any moment to participate on our shows, please call 805-830-8344 and press 1 to talk with the host. Take My Call. At any moment before or during the show, you can opt for Take My Call and jump the long line of callers. We are now following the Pay What You Can business model. You pay what you feel our services are worth to you. You can send a payment using paypal.me/PUREco and add the amount that you want. To request a show, please write to Claudia Pareco at cview1111@gmail.com or visit our website, cview1111.net. Now, close your eyes and get in touch with the present, the only reality. Feel your body, feel your breath, and let it drift back to the present moment.
Unleash Your Inner Magic, Activating the Quantum Self. Greetings, seekers of truth and transformation. Today, on this auspicious day amidst the celestial dance of the eclipse season, we gather once again on the SeaView Quantum Network to embark on a journey of profound self-discovery and empowerment. I am thrilled to welcome you to today's show, and we are so happy to have us here, our guest host, Dr. Sabrina Royek. Her background is in medicine, natural health, psychology, nutritional functional medicine, analytics, alchemy, and mysticism. However, one thing that is more representative of our guest today, Sabrina, is that she, like you and I, is a seeker of all things expansion, magic, and potential. We all want to live the easiest, happiest, healthiest life that we can, and Sabrina is the person to look for that. So as we stand on this transformational threshold, this moment that we have never lived before, let us open our hearts and minds to the infinite possibilities that lie before us. Together with our guest of today, we will explore the potent energies unleashed by the recent total solar eclipse and harness them to ignite the flames of our inner magic. So, dear friends, are you ready to embrace the magic within and step into your true power? Join me as we welcome our guest of the day, Dr. Sabrina Royek, to the show. Hey, Sabrina, I'm so happy to have you here, so excited for the topic, for the times that we are living, and I don't know, it's like we are standing on the portal of something magical that we can't even put into words. And I don't know you, but I am so ready.
Yes, no, and that's exactly right. Can you hear me okay, Claudia?
Yes.
Beautiful. And thank you so much for such a lovely, wonderful introduction. And you're exactly right. That portal, that energy, the people are feeling that shift. And it's coming fast. It's coming hard. It's coming in symbols. I know lots of folks are having a hard time, like, sleeping. They know that they're receiving signs, that they know that there's, like, kind of mystical or magical things happening, and they're not really sure exactly what's going on. So people feel it, but maybe they don't know, fully what's happening or what choices we're being brought to, what kind of portal this is.
Yes, you're so right. I've been having so many dreams. I cannot put them in words, but I have been in such activity lately that sometimes I feel, I don't know if I'm sleeping when I'm sleeping or if I'm awake when I'm awake, because it's like I'm doing so much work at night that I don't even know what's going on. And my beliefs, Sabrina, they are dismantling. Like, I don't know if you feel that way, but I feel like everything that I hold dear before is transforming, is dissolving into I don't know what. So maybe you can tell us a little bit about that.
Yes, please. I'm so excited. And yes, that is exactly what is happening. Is, again, these dreams are coming and am I awake? I feel like I'm working a lot. What does this mean? And then, again, the belief system's dismantling. There's a simultaneous, I'm getting all excited. There's a simultaneous energy that's going on right now because the portal is open. The simultaneous energy is chaos energy. It's from the Kali Yuga year that just even passed back in January when we had the last bigger eclipse that was going on. Kali Yuga is ending, and that is a chaos energy time. And then we're also stepping, this portal is the representation that there's a choice to be made, that for the first time in a very long time in human history, where we do have a choice. You have a choice of, do I step in and do I imagine and vision and get in community with people who want the world the way that I see that I want the world, whether that's in harmony, whether that's you feeling fully aligned in your power and feeling a part of community and feeling satisfied by the life that you chose? Or are you going to go the other way and create more of the world that we also see, that chaos energy that we see that is, it's fearful, it's scary, it's aliens are out there, it's, no trust in the government, it's separation. And so it is dismantling. As a result, it's also dismantling what people thought that they believed, is they're having to let go of their old stories to let in the new. That is what spirit is screaming in every way, giggling, laughing, joyfully presenting, is it is now the time to choose. Which life do you want to live? The life of alignment, the one you came here to live, where it might seem scary. A lot of us, I know you too, Claudia, we talked about this before, a lot of us come from religious backgrounds. Where does that belief system line up with what appears to be going on out here? And that's terrifying for people, that if you're seeing things that maybe your belief system doesn't have a vocabulary for, maybe it's not allowed to even talk about it, and yet it's happening. And that's what's going on for folks, is that awakening, that alignment, that call to, hey, it's time to create the world that you said you wanted to see. Now is the time, so you don't end up on the other side. Does that make sense?
Yes, it does. The other day I was browsing on Facebook, and someone, and I don't want to answer for it, but someone just posted a question that made me sit on my back and think, oh my God, I never questioned that. And the question was, what purpose did the crucifixion serve? And, I don't need an answer, because it's a very profound question. And I was like, oh, my God, I never asked myself that question. And we could go on and on and on and on in everything that we can think about the response. But I think what you've mentioned is that for many people and myself in many areas is that we are really stopping ourselves and questioning a lot of the beliefs
yes.
that we had in every area. For the first time, we are
yes.
able to see them from a different perspective.
Yes. And that, as exciting as to me that is, it's also really scary. It's really scary to have what you thought, again, were this belief system. And really, a belief is just a thought you keep thinking. You know, we get really
mm-hmm.
attached to that idea. But a belief is just a thought that you keep thinking until you find something to replace it. And so, really, they're kind of fragile anyways. And what is the purpose of our belief systems anyways? It's to help us feel grounded, like there's some sense. However, we've all, a lot of us have been taught to externalize our power. And, you know, a lot of religions, and not saying that all of them, a lot of belief systems offer that, where you are just a human, you may be a sinner, you may not be good enough, you're limited in who you are and what you're allowed to allow for yourself. And so a lot of those systems teach you're nothing. You're nothing without something else. And so that detaches us from our own power. And so then when what's going on for you, what's been happening for me and people I've been talking to, these dreams where some of them are prophetic, you know, some of them the world is burning down. That is what a lot of people are feeling. Like you said, that dismantling is that it feels like everything I knew, everything I loved is being taken away from me, or that it's just crumbling around me. And you're right, it is. And what if we let it? What if we trusted more in who we are as well as the gods within, the gods without, spirit, universe, whatever it is that you say that you trust and that you believe in, your spirit is calling you to, instead of resisting, instead of pushing against of, oh, no, this is scary, or what if they won't accept me, or what if I seem too big, what if I take up too much, what if I'm rocking the boat too much, all of this, let it burn. Help it to transition where there is destruction, new life can be. Where there's a fire, there's certain trees, Claudia, there's certain trees that don't bloom, that literally don't release their seeds unless fire has come through. And again, this duality of energy that people are feeling that feels like chaos, but then also feels like light. It feels expansive. It feels really big and possible. And that also can feel scary to a certain degree of like letting go again of the old story so that the new thing can come in, and allowing yourself, allowing each of ourselves to be the gods in our lives, to act like it. If you're made in something's image, you're not like it, but then you don't have its gifts. You have it. If you're made in its image, you are a mirror copy. And isn't that what we all are? We're all mirrors to each other. And so if you see greatness in anyone, that they're reflecting it to you. And now is the time. Now is the time, again, this opportunity, the splitting of the worlds, this portal that, especially with the eclipse, that brought in manifestation, transformational energy all day of make a decision. Do you choose you? Do you choose the life you signed up for? Because listen, Claudia, if life were the painful moments that I felt, if it was when I was suicidal and I couldn't see my way out, even being a therapist with the tools that I have, that's not the life I signed up for. You couldn't have convinced me as a human to sign up for that BS in the way that I was living it. I know my soul is smarter than that. I know that the only way I would have came here, the only way I would have agreed to come to this planet at this time in this way is if it was everything I expected it to be. And so those dreams that you have, Claudia, the dreams I have, the dreams that others are having, that maybe it is breaking away from family, maybe it is breaking away from, you know, a past or a relationship or an event, and it doesn't feel good. It is keeping you stuck. And the fear is, that if I let this go, I'm afraid something's not going to come to replace it. And yet, when we feel into our feels, when we feel into that trust and that surrender of the thing we say that we believe in, It is all taken care of. It will be replaced with something bigger and better. But this is what spirit, like this was the message. If you hear nothing at all that I say, the message that they want to, people to hear is so many of us are wanting to manifest. And there's different words that we use for that. We might say manifest. Some call it magic. We might just say it's prayer. We might say, you know, speak it into being. Whatever words you use for the act of wishing, wanting, desiring something, and then creating it and allowing it into your reality, whatever you call that, I'm going to use manifestation for the sense of ease for me and hopefully for our listeners, is that you are it already. You are it already. Claudia, you are the God, Goddess already, meaning that the life that you want, if there's a gap between right now and your current state reality and the life that you want to live, or even for yourself, like, you know, I want to be a kinder person. I want to be more patient. I want to be more joyful. I want better relationships. I want more connected. I want more money. I want this dream job. A lot of us are going about it feeling like, huh, I must not be doing something right because that's why I don't have the thing. You know, I'm spiritual. I pray. I read. I meditate. I put good things into the world. I'm good to people. I feel like I'm making time for myself. And when I'm talking to them, and even myself, I'm like, I'm doing all the things. Why am I still, what is the gap? I'm still not living it. It's still not here. And Spirit so sweetly said, Sabrina, maybe you've been trying too hard. Maybe you're it already. Maybe you're already high enough vibration because it's your natural state. What if you've already, your life is a living meditation because it's your natural state? What if there's nothing for you to do? Okay, fine, Spirit. What if there's nothing for me to do? Then what? I still want the millions. I still want the life. I still want the relationship. This is easy then, Sabrina. Let go. If it's not about, I need to manifest, I need to vibrate higher, faster, I need to meditate more, if I'm doing all of that already, then what is the gap? Oh, you have to make space. And so the way that they showed it to me and the analogy given was, it's like a parking lot. Your life, your desire, your wants, the one that you want, the life you want to live, it's like a parking lot. And there's only 10 spaces for something to park in. And those parking spaces are like relationships, it's events, it's the money, it's the job, maybe it's even the dream car, are those parking spots. And here's the thing, you've got things parked in it already. And so it's not about asking for the thing because you've been asking. And in fact, you have a line of gorgeous cars, experiences, events, exactly the relationships. And everything. It's all parked down, it's all lined up on the street trying to come into the parking lot, but there's no freaking parking spaces because we are holding on to our stories. Claudia, it's about our stories that of limitation that is why we are not having the thing, doing the thing, living the life. It's not because you're not good enough. It's not because you've not been meditating or that you've not been diligent enough. It's not any of that, which for me was a huge relief of like, oh, my God, you know, just the judgment for myself. And so what it's about is get rid of the cars in the parking lot. Those cars represent your stories. Even if they seem like good stories, like even if you have a decent car in your garage right now and you're like, but I like my car. It's a nice car. Fabulous. But did you say that you wanted a better car? Did you say that you wanted more love? So if there's more love and a better love that feels good to you is what you've been praying for, what do you have parked in the love spot right now? What sad relationship that's unfulfilling? What relationship breaks your heart and yet you still engage with it as if that's what you were meant to do? Who do you need to release and allow to be towed out of that parking spot if it won't leave willfully so that that beautiful, shiny car experienced person can come park right in? You are doing it already. You are already good enough. It is about releasing these old stories. Release your old beliefs, the stories that no longer serve you. Any stories of limitation, and Claudia, all stories are stories of limitation, period. This is how we transition into this portal. This is how we live the aligned life that we came here for, the one we signed up for. You are not that dumb. You are not a glutton for punishment. You did not come here to live a sad, miserable life hoping you're going to get joy, heaven, and prosperity after you've passed some weird freaking tests. No. You could create your hell right now. I know I have. And so now that is the choice. Do you choose the life, the world that's hell? And that is that chaos energy. That is that fear. That is that, oh gosh, we're going to blow ourselves up. Or do you choose the life that you signed up for with the world that is in harmony, people working together, coming together in global grid activations and allowing tribes to show up, recognizing we literally cannot do this life by ourselves. We are community creatures. No one human has all the skills or the desire for all the skills to live this life in harmony. It literally requires the community. Ah, that is what we are being called to. Release your stories. Envision again. Allow yourself to dream and hope bigger than you ever have. Release the fear and allow hope in the knowing. The better thing is here. You just have to allow it. That is it.
Wow, that is so profound.
I know, it was a lot.
I was feeling it,
Claudia.
But, you know, I understand that part of the story because I'm going to put myself as example, and you tell me if that's what you mean. One of the stories that I used to tell about myself is how I was in this family where my father and I did not have the greatest relationship, and then my sister, my older sister as well. But then I decided, one day I said, no, that's not going to be that anymore. So my relationship with my dad today is exactly what it needs to be. And it's a very nice, loving relationship, but it's not the one like Little House on the Prairie, that father with that TV show. It's not that one, because that doesn't have to be my story. But I wanted from so many years, that's what I wanted. I wanted the topic, a relationship that I didn't have. But I did have a good relationship. It's just that it wasn't like that. So I had to stop telling myself that that's meant to have a good father. It only looks like this. Or have a great relationship with my sister if it only looked like this. So that's part
Stories
of the
Stories of limitation.
Yes. This to me was limiting because I would never have that. So every time that I would compare my life to whatever utopism that I was thinking of, well, I would feel miserable. So I said to myself, no more. That's not my story. My story, and it was on that moment on, is that I have a great relationship with them.
Yes.
And it doesn't look like anything else's.
Yes. And it's easy and it feels good and it looks like what we want it to look like. It doesn't have to look like how other people are doing it. You know, it doesn't have to go by their expectations. It's your relationship. What do you want it to be? Absolutely. And so that is a really good example, Claudia, as far as, especially with relationships and family, those are the hardest, or they can feel the hardest for sure. Especially, I mean, and we know whether or not they can ever see us in the way we want to be seen. And yet we hold on. You know, I think it's funny is when we came to this planet, we said, okay, we're going to make a system for ourselves. And Spirit was like, yeah, let's do this. We're going to make a system for ourselves so we know if what we're choosing for our life is the right thing. Okay, right? We made a system of like, I want to make sure that I'm picking the right thing. And so the system was like a GPS, our emotional guidance system, our EGS. And so it's really simple, actually, how our emotional guidance system works is, does it feel good? Then it's for me. If it doesn't feel good, it's not for you, period. That was the simple system we put in place. We were like, we can't mess this up. That if we get any sort of a bad feeling when we think about this, when we do the thing, when we engage with it, you know what? It's not for me. And so then I'm going to go and seek out, because here's where free will comes in. We get to seek out exactly what type of experience we want, even if we ultimately know it's not good for us. And so we could seek and demand and expect only 10 out of 10s, meaning 10 out of 10 relationships with family, friends, 10 out of 10 job that I want. It's everything I want it to look like, not where any piece of it isn't exactly what I want. And so you get to choose every day, every moment, and to help us choose between all these vast possibilities is this guidance system. Because you could choose at any time a 3 out of a 10. And why would you do that, though? But we do it all the time, where we say, oh, you know, I'm going to get myself a new job. However, you know, I know that I just have to get something. I'm probably not going to like it. It's most likely not going to pay me all the money that I want. And so this is really just going to be kind of a miserable experience until I find the next miserable experience. And and we do. We choose 3 out of 10s all the time. But you have the choice to say, oh, hi, 3 out of 10. I see you. You're not for me. I only want to choose 10 out of 10s. I only want to choose things that are full yeses, where my gut, my mind, my heart, my whole body's tingling and is in alignment, and it's pure joy to say yes to that thing. Otherwise, I'm not going to do it. We have that choice. And bringing that back around to relationships, especially with parents, with lovers or partners, is, again, that fear that the thing will not be replaced. And so at some point, you would have had to make the decision with your dad or with sister or with anybody, but with dad, to be like, am I going to keep at this the same way we've been at it, right? The definition of insanity is to keep doing the same thing, expecting different results. Am I going to keep approaching this person with the same energy, the same thoughts, the same woundings, you know, and then talk to them from that place and expect something new? And so we have to be super freaking brave. You had to be really courageous, I know, Claudia, to be like, okay, Dad, at some point, I'm going to step away from this relationship. I'm going to release you. I release me. And that can seem scary. I cut cords. I may never be able to, talk to you. I may never, you know, whatevers. But for right now, here's what I know is right. I've got to let go of you in the ways that I do. And then what happens? The minute we do that, where we pull the cords, we might cry, we might fuss, we might do all the things, but then finally we're like, okay, I feel okay with letting this person go, because I know we're just hurting each other. We're just re-traumatizing. And the minute we let them go, if we fully let it and we forgive them and we forgive ourselves, the new thing does come in. Whether it's the same person, we're now a new this whole other the conversation that you thought could never happen, you know, that normally would have been an argument, that this time you call and it went ridiculously smooth. They reached out to you and they apologized, or they acknowledged some things, or then somebody that feels like a father figure, they come in and you allow the receiving of love from them, from somewhere else, when we let go of the expectations that it can only come in the way I saw it, which is usually really limited, only one or two ways, like they're going to love me this way or the relationship looks this way. If we let go and we surrender to the higher greater, to love, to the power that we say we believe in, to ourselves, every single time, the bigger, that's better than we imagined. And then we say things like, oh my gosh, and then I would call you and say, Claudia, oh my goodness, this thing that I've been struggling with, you know that I wanted it. I'm telling you, the second I stopped calling or asking about it and I just surrendered it, literally, it called me up and said, hey, I'm ready for you. And I didn't have to do anything, right? Like, you've had that happen, haven't you, where you didn't have to work for something you worked for. Maybe, again, it was an experience or an event or a person, and then you, or a job or an opportunity or a creative something, maybe even a show idea, and you struggled and you wrestled with it, and then finally when you're like, okay, forget it. Let me stop worrying. Let me stop fussing. And then all of a sudden it just becomes really easy. All of a sudden it just works itself out. Have you had that?
Oh yeah, it happens, and it does happen with CBU. So CBU, I started CBU in 2011. So
yes.
Every so often I would just say, oh no, I don't think I want to do it anymore. I don't want to call hosts or see who wants. I used to call people to be on the show. So every time that I have spots open and I'm freaking inside saying, am I going to have someone in those shows? What do I need to do? And I just decide, and I don't know why I keep doing it, but I just say, okay, you know, I don't
care. Humans. We're gods and we're humans.
Vacation month, vacation week, vacation whatever. And that day or the day after, I get the email that someone says, I want to be on the show. And I'm like, really? That's awesome.
Exactly.
Yeah, and it happens all the time. But that makes me wonder. Sometimes when that happens, it's like, why is it that the universe do that to us? It's like almost like it's everything that you wish, do not wish, because it will happen only if you don't wish. And you're like, why? Why can't I just say, hey, I want a new car, and that one appears here. Why?
Yes.
Those rules that we, because I believe we set them up all of those rules when we were in another dimension, we set them ourselves. And I guess it's because it's more fun. I guess it's like, let's make it
fun.
A lot of fun. Because if we just create everything from nothing, then what's the fun of living? Let's make it with a little effort. Let's put this hidden clue here. So when we get through that portal, we find it and we feel like, wow, I never knew it existed. But it did, because you put it in there.
Yes. And so I agree with you. And at the same time, I do think it makes it a lot more fun because it is the discovery. For most of it, we think that it's the destination, but really the thing that delights us is the discovery, the aha moments, the jeweled web of connectivity that we didn't realize that it was connected, yet at the same time we know it's connected. But I do want to address, Spirit was like, wait a minute, so I do want to address the it's not a cruel joke. It's not because I know a lot of people absolutely, and I have taken it that way for sure at times, where it's like I really truly got offended by it. You know, it doesn't feel like a game. When you're, you know, feeling desperate and when you're feeling super sad or when, you know, if you've got depression, if you've got any chronic, you know, adrenal things going on or whatever, then it can feel really, and it really does feel like the universe hates me. Why can't I just ask for the new shiny car and it shows up? Why does it seem that the thing I wish for goes further away from me? And here's exactly what it is, Claudia. And there is a trick in it, if you will, but it's not in the way that we take it, which is if you're asking for something, you're acknowledging or saying to the universe, I don't have it. So therefore I need it filled. Meaning, what is the intention or the energy of the ask? Here's what I've learned. It's a very simple formula for manifesting. It's only three or four steps, and most people know these steps, but here's where they mess up. And then this is when it feels like it's a cruel trick. To manifest anything, you think about it, right? What is the thing? So you have to focus for at least 17 seconds, and the more that you focus for 17 seconds multiplied, then it's the amount of time that the universe seems to need to get high-speed energy into slow-moving physical dense energy. So you have to picture it in your mind. What is the thing that you say that you want or that you're requesting, right? And if you then back it with your emotion, so your brain is the electrical signal that then is put out. So it sends out an electrical signal from your brain when you think of the thing and you visualize it in your head. And so that's you putting the request to the universe of, hey, I want that thing. And within 17 seconds, it's already got it. And it's already saying yes to whatever emotion, because now your emotion is your heart activating. Your heart is the magnet. You may have heard, or some of the listeners may have heard, that we're electromagnetic beings. And so it literally, that's why it's called law of attraction, although there's other laws that would probably more better say it, is that when you say the request from the mind, that's the electrical energy, it's putting out the request, the energy that draws it to you. Because think about this, none of us are asking for things that haven't been out here in the world already, in some form or fashion, at some iteration of our soul. So we're actually not creating anything out of thin air. That means it's already made, meaning the thing that we're requesting is already out here and available. So there again, what stories of limitation, so that I'm not bringing it to me. So the other piece is, as you ask, it is given, right? Ask, put it out there, but then you have to feel it. So what is the emotions that you would feel? And we've all heard this, but this is the magnet that then draws the thing to you. This is the piece that everybody truly does miss, or they jumble it all up. And here's how they jumble it up. It's very easy to do. A lot of people ask for money. Not most people, but a lot of people. A lot of people ask, I want more money. If I'm asking for money after I just looked at a bill or looked at my bank account, and so my feeling, my magnet is literally feeling really crappy. And so it's going to, so I'm asking, if I say, oh God, I just want to win the lottery. When I'm asking in that moment, I'm not asking from the secret formula, which is think about it, feel really good about it, and then feel gratitude as if it's here already. That part needs to happen. If I'm asking from feeling really bad, looking at my bill, oh God, how am I going to pay this? I'm in a really bad space. That is not when I should be asking for anything, because the universe says yes every single time. The universe assumes you would only ask for things that you want, but not the asking, it's the feeling. So again, around money, most of the time, people, when they're asking for winning the lottery, this abundance, they're asking from a lack. They're asking from a place of them feeling really, really crappy. I want to say, poopy. They're feeling really crappy at that moment. And so universe is copying your energy. So it's literally giving you what you requested for. However, if I only want happy money, and if I can get myself into a place, let's play a game. Claudia, I just saw, and this is true, I just saw here, I'm in Washington State right now, I just saw that like a week ago, Mega Millions or something like this was at $968 million. And so here's a much easier way that's much more fun, and we're then guaranteed to get it, or to allow at least a little piece of it in, is then we play a game. And I call you up and I say, Claudia, let's play a game, or we're driving somewhere. The lottery's $938 million. Sure, if they take out taxes, who cares? Let's call it $666 million. What would you do right now? And let's play. So let's say you just win $666 million. What would you do, Claudia?
I have played that game before, but I always, when I do that, and I know, well, let's say I have that amount of money, my first thing is, I'm going to spread it around with my family, everybody, I'm going to give this to this, this to this, this to that, everybody's happy. Oh no, I'm not going to tell them, because then they're going to ask me for more. So I'm going to be quiet. So, everybody's happy. Oh no, because I'm not going to like what that person does with it. So maybe I will say that's fun. Okay. Let's cut it short.
That's
say,
a perfect example, though.
Because now my money is getting less and less if I give out so much.
Yes. See, you are telling and demonstrating. That was a fabulous example that is super relatable, right? Okay, I'm going to play the game, so I think about all the good stuff and how good I'm going to feel, and it's going to be so much fun to play with my family, stop right there. If we stayed there and then just further stuck with, man, to be able to do that with my family, to be able to go travel, to get to play, to call up my, my mom, my sister, my good friend and say, hey, this trip is on me, but let's go somewhere magnificent. Let's go do the things. And then what would you feel? If we stick with that, we would be feeling good. We would feel freedom. We could see ourselves having fun. We can see ourselves with a smile on our face, or we feel the good feeling we expect to have. Yes? If we stick on that vein, right? We could really talk ourselves in to a really, really good feeling state. However, let's go back to what happens. Here's what does happen for a lot of people. We start out right. Ooh, I'm going to do this. I'm going to give some to my family. That would be great. That would feel really good because, you know, they've struggled, or I love them. I care about them. Uh-oh. Hold on a minute. Not all of them could be trusted with money. And furthermore, now that I think about it, you know how they're going to ask for more. Like, they're never going to be. So, in fact, I'm not even going to tell them about it. What did we just do right there? We literally just stopped our flow, right? Like, we sent out the request that says, I want money. And then we got in the good feeling space that would literally magnetize it to us. And then in the same breath, in the same 17 seconds, then we immediately brought in the old story, which that we already know, that fills the parking spot. So that's exactly why that fabulous new car couldn't pull up. That's exactly why you didn't win the lottery that time whenever you said it and you felt all the things, because you didn't even give it 17 seconds before we started thinking about old stories and bad feeling things. And literally that was the agreement we made with ourselves when we came here to say, hey, how do we get the things we want? You get them by feeling good and saying yes, and only saying yes to things that feel good.
Yeah, and you know, in my example, I never won the lottery before, so I had no way of knowing that no one would react or do the bad things that I was just imagining. So I felt myself without even proof of that that's real for me.
Yes. Who's to say that that's what would happen? Who's to say that all of a sudden everybody would come out of all the takers? So there, that's wonderful information. And thank you, Spirit, for showing me. And thank you, helpers and angels or whoever you pray or call to or whatever feels good. Thank you for letting me see my limiting story so I can let that go. I was telling a story that, one, I didn't even have any evidence of. And by the way, Claudia, most of our stories come from a place of fear that we do not have evidence for, and yet we're making it real every day for ourselves. And you just said it, is why would I speak something into existence that's not even showing up, and it's something that doesn't feel good? Of course, 100% of the time, that is going to then shift the energy to magnetize that experience. Whatever you feel strongest about, the world is like a Xerox machine. For those that weren't, you know, born after 1980, then it's a copy machine, but it copies your heart's emotions. It assumes that anything you're thinking and feeling, you must like that thing and you must want more of it, and it says yes 100% of the time. So it's not the universe conspiring against you and just saying, playing tricks and trying to be difficult. It's us playing that crazy game with ourselves of saying, yes, I deserve this amazing thing. I'm going to see it. I'm going to feel it. And then immediately in the same breath, us discounting ourselves, telling a limiting story of why we don't deserve it, why we're not worthy, or why we could never have it. And then we're expecting to still be able to get the blessings. You don't get to a happily ever after unhappily. It doesn't work that way.
You know, I've never had an understanding so clear and so simple of how much we boycott ourselves. Like, with these examples, I can see perfectly all of the times that, and many people can relate with what you were saying, all of the time that you ask for something or you want something, and how immediately all of the doubts, the fears, the negative thinking, they invade you, but they are not coming from somewhere in the ether. They are inside of us, those fears and those limitations. So how do we blast them into the ether so they are no longer there?
Yes, love this. Practical things of literally right now, and it's super simple and easy, is I say something similar. You don't have to use the exact words. This is also where I'm calling on people to start trusting themselves more on what is right for them, what their spirituality looks like, what their belief looks like, what does their practice look like, whether they meditate or make food or they do prayers or their jobs or their dreams or their whatevers. It doesn't matter what I do it. It doesn't matter how I say it. It's what feels incongruent in alignment with you also. And so I'm going to give that caveat before I share the very simple steps, again, on how do we actually make these shifts. But I'm reminding you is you do not have to say it word for word. You do not have to do it exactly as I do. What you need to do is then to sit with yourself, sit with your guides, sit with spirit, how it sits with you, and okay, does this feel good to me the way that Sabrina might have suggested? Or are there tweaks? What feels more in authenticity and alignment with what I believe or how I do things? What vocabulary might you use that might be slightly different than mine? We're all talking about the same things, friends. We're all talking about the same things. We're just using some different vocabularies. Manifestation says manifestation instead of magic. Magic says magic instead of manifestation, whereas other people might call meditation prayer. Do you see? We're talking about the same things. We're just using different vocabularies based on where we came from. So now, how do we shift and how do we do this? I'm going to, one, recap some of what we've talked about on easy ways to make the shifts, and then see if I can make it even easier and doable, and we're going to do it together. So one of the first things that I say and I recognize, Claudia, with the example that you gave, let's say, you know, it is true, I want to say, is the second we make the good feeling request, I promise you, most humans, it takes them less than 5 seconds. Less than five. I asked, could we please, Spirit says 17 seconds is all you need to hold it for it to start gaining enough momentum to make it into your physical reality. 17 seconds. In my therapy practice, when I ask people, okay, what's the request? 5 seconds or less is how long it takes or how short it takes for that negative thought, exactly like what the example you gave, for that negative thought. I don't care what it is. Oh, I'm excited. I'm going to allow love in. That relationship, my perfect partner, they're on their way. I can see them. I'm excited. Oh, man, but what if then I lose myself and that then they take more from me than I'm willing to give? And so I do still want a relationship, but then I'm now building in that it's going to be kind of shitty. I'm now building in that it's not going to be fulfilling. Why would I do that? And so I literally just sabotaged my own request and then put a more stronger feeling one in place that's not one that I actually want. So ask, feel it. This is literally the formula. Make the ask, make the request. I want to feel really good. So let's say that we're all going to make this request right now of I want to feel really good. And so I'm going to ask that everybody for the next 17 seconds, we're going to think about and we're going to imagine the things that make us feel really good. And so I'm going to throw out some ideas of things that make me feel really good. And I want you to pick one or pick a few. And then we're going to feel the feeling of it. We're not going to just psych ourselves into it, but put yourself back in that place of when it felt really good. And so I'm going to give an example I think that a lot of people can connect with is I think a lot of us have a person. In my case, it's a grandparent, an aunt or a family friend or somebody that feels like home to us. Whatever home, and I'm talking about the good feeling home, that if you came from some weirdness and you know, unfortunateness, but I'm talking that even when you've had a traumatic history, we can all come up with somebody, and maybe that picture popped into your face, into your head immediately of seeing their face, or maybe in my instance, it was my gram, and her house was the gathering house for when all the family would come over, and all the events, all of the holidays were there. And so my really big family from both sides would all pack in inside the house, outside the house, in this tiny house for every one of our holidays. And so it smelt like food. Food is a very central part of what feels good to me. And when I think of family and when I think of community and I see smiles and laughter and I picture my gram's face, I picture the other family members there, I smell the smells. I can smell what my gram smells like right now. And she felt like an angel to me. And I almost didn't see like the sun like glowing on all of the situation of wherever this amazing event was or this place. And so didn't it feel really good? And can you feel the goodness? Can you smell the smells? Can you see who was there, or was it just you? Can you allow yourself to fully take in that maybe it was a vacation somewhere and it was gorgeous and the sunset, the sunrise, the Costa Rican jungle. You saw something that was life-changing for you, and it might have been subtle, but it was profoundly beautiful, and you allowed yourself to take all of it in, and it feels really good. It feels freeing. It feels like something bigger than me has orchestrated this. It feels like things are possible. It feels like there's a knowing that everything is okay, and so I don't need everything to be okay. I could just think about this, and I can put myself back in it, so much so that I see it. I feel it. I see her face. I see them. I can see myself grabbing the piece of fruit and dipping it in the fruit dip that only was made during this time, and the deliciousness, the sweetness, the fluffiness of marshmallow and cream cheese in my mouth, sweet and salty. And that feels really good and juicy and delightful. Keep thinking and feeling whatever you're thinking and feeling about. And as we're allowing ourselves to feel good, that was more than 17 seconds. That was double that, actually. It was over and past the 34 seconds. So we've allowed this to go into motion. And by the allowing of this to go into motion, it doesn't make your request now. What do you want to see in your life from this good feeling space? And then allow yourself to still be in that good feeling space while you're making the request. So whatever it was that you thought that you want more of, that you want to be more of, that you want to see more of, release the old ideas, release out of the car, let him get towed, see it moving out of the parking lot, parking spot, the place that's designated for love, designated for money, designated for the house, designated for you and the experiences that you wish to have. See those now as empty slots. I want you to see a parking lot. Imagine that. Now I want you to see it as empty. And, oh, you don't have to do that. You don't have to do, oh, but Sabrina, I really love that person, and I don't want to see them go. They're not yours anyways. You're just releasing the energetic expectation and limitation that you have by telling the story that says, hey, I love them and they're my favorite person. Yeah, but even that's limiting to a certain degree because we can get stuck in it. And so it's okay. You can let that go. The better thing is still there, will still come. And now see that street that has all those shiny, amazing, brand new cars, experiences, people. All of that is now pulling into the parking lot. What is the representation of that person, that place, freedom? What does freedom look like to you? And see those cars pulling into the parking lot. And now as we're watching those cars at these experiences, the thing that you just asked for, and we're feeling really good knowing that we are connected and we can feel good anytime that we want to. This was really easy to do. And we're doing it as a group. And so since we're doing it as a group, whoever is on this call right now, whoever listens to this, they're also lending their good feeling energy to your request. And so right now, your request is amplified times however many people are on this feeling really good, and we're seeing that those things can come in. And what would we feel if we knew that all these things were here and coming in and that we could do something? We would feel really grateful. And so I'm feeling really grateful, Claudia, right now. I'm feeling grateful for being here with you, for getting to talk after so many years, and it feeling very familiar, and it feels in its own way like home. And your accent and the sweetness of your voice reminds me of family and friends ushering in the really good feeling moment. And so getting to share this time with you and combine our active energy together for us to both and say, I say yes for Claudia's vision. I say yes for Omega's vision. I say yes for Scott's vision and for all the other people who are listening. And now we're all saying yes to each other's, and it's not just universal energy. And now spirit is really behind this. I hope you made it a good one. I hope you're feeling really good. I hope you're feeling really good knowing that so many people now are focused on you and goodness for you and you on them. And we are building. This is the community. This is the global grid activation. It is happening. It is happening right now. Feel it. feel the gratitude, give it back out, knowing we are abundant. There is no gap between the thing that we think that we want and where we're at right now. Literally, it does not have to be created out of thin air and out of the ether. It is there already. It just needs to be magnetized. We activate our magnets now. And the other piece that we do, Claudia, that I want to share that makes this really easy is when you see and find that there's resistance and there's stories, or it might even feel like an entity. It might feel like a lot of really negative energy, evil eye. Many different traditions have many different ways, hexes, curses, that they might say this. Then what you say is, I dissolve all agreements across time and space for this thing, of how I'm agreeing to allow this thing in. And so let's go with the example, as we said before, of if it's money, if it's relationships, then I'm going to go with the relationship. You had to have been telling a story about dad before and that it didn't feel good and, oh, we're never going to get out of this. But in order for you to actually have it, one, you've got to release that story. And I dissolve all agreements across time and space and across my soul where I've made agreements that this relationship with my father would be hard, or with father energy would be hard, or that we're just never going to be able to figure it out, or with my partner, we're just never going to figure it out. Because if you're in a sad marriage, you're in an upsetting marriage where you're not showing up, truths aren't being spoken, whatever's going on, we can change that right now. I dissolve the agreements across time and space where I allowed myself to play small, or where it was safe to play small. There might have been a lifetime where that's what needed to happen. You might have been being persecuted because you were a witch. And so it was safer for you to hide who you were and who your power was. And so that made sense. You were not wrong for making that agreement. So forgive yourself and stop judging yourself. That is how we bridge the gap. That is how we get exactly what we want, is that we're allowed to feel good. We are gods. We are creating this. I just need to activate my magnet and allow the good thing in. And so now let me see it. Let me see, you know what, this relationship can be so much more than what I thought it was. So I'm going to release whatever my current state is on it, whatever thoughts I have, whatever lens I am seeing the world through, change my lens to a crystal lens. Let allow my lenses in my eyes to turn crystalline so that light can be seen through them, so that I see everything through light and that I see this relationship through light. And when I see it through that place, it is the highest, greatest, and it's for the highest, greatest good of all. And it's even better than I could imagine. And so right now I'm feeling gratitude. And then I put agreements in place. If you dissolve any agreements, put some in place. I put now instead agreements of joy, prosperity, of connection, of community. I put agreements in place across time and space that relationships are easy. Love is easy. I am connected. I have everything my heart desires. I get to have everything my heart desires. I came here to live a life of prosperity and abundance, or I would not have come. This is a good life. Allowing that to sink in. I know you just, allowing you to come off of mute too, Claudia. I know you were in that space, and I also know that we're close right here to time, but just allowing that to stay with you all day. You can call on this feeling at any time that you want. Anybody can. You can dissolve agreements right at that moment. You can put new ones in place. Let go of the story. Allow the new story in. I also want to encourage folks that I do have a new website up. It's I need help, but it's going. It is to do exactly what we did, where we all just gathered together to see and envision the world that we want, feeling really good or something for ourselves. GlobalGridGathering.com. Claudia, globalgridgathering.com. I just got the website going. It's new, but it's exactly this. No matter your practice, no matter your belief system, if you're an artist, if you are witchy, if you are religious, if you are pagan, if you're an alchemist, I don't care. It doesn't matter. Whatever your belief system, it's to come together and do exactly more of this, but to come all over the world at the same time to light up the grid, to light up the planet, to this portal that we're stepping through to usher us into the place that we're trying to go, globalgridgathering.com. And that is where you can join me. That's the thing that I'm focusing on right now, is to create that platform where we can globally gather to create the lives of our dreams.
So globalgridgathering.com, remember. And Sabrina, that was so beautiful. So When people, if you want to contact Sabrina, you can ask for any of her services, therapy, training courses, personal and soul exploration therapy. So Sabrina, you are inspiring all of us. You are inspiring the masses. You are guiding seekers, psychic therapists, women, the government, the universe. What is it that you can do? Well, we all can do everything, and you are welcome to come back whenever you want. You know, the doors of CVU are open for you. So,
thank you.
Is there anything else that you want to leave us with before we finish today?
I do. So to get a hold of me personally, it's Sabrina Rojek, rojek.com, or Dr. Sabrina Rojek, Twitter, Facebook, Instagram, TikTok, all over the place. You just Google me, you'll find a way to get a hold of me. And that's for services. I also do traveling long distance. The bigger message is, though, friends, is just it is time. It is time to allow in the brighter, the bigger, the expanded version of yourself and of the world, the one that you signed up for, the one that you came here for. It is time now to visualize it, to allow it in, to dissolve the agreements of the past, to dissolve agreements with chaos energy, and allow the God that you are to be the God that you are. Allow yourself to live the most freaking ridiculously amazing life in the lifestyle that you can imagine for yourself. Allow yourself to dream, friends. It is possible, and we can do this together. Thank you so much again, Claudia, for this platform, for the work that you do, for you showing up, for being an inspiration. Again, I'm so proud of you, and it's just ridiculously amazing what you're doing and what you're offering. And so many, many gratitudes, many rivers and blessings to you and to your endeavors.
Thank you. And have it beautiful the rest of your day and weekend. And we'll talk again soon.
Yes. Thank you, everyone. Have an amazing day.